This is Maggie Jones and Natural Wonders. Every year, it always sneaks up on me. Very soon, one of the great hawk migrations will be happening right over our heads, and if we don't look up, we'll miss it. Starting somewhere around September 10th, broadwing hawks will be moving south on their long trip to Central and South America. Not only broadwings, but 19 other species of hawks and falcons, eagles and vultures, along with songbirds and other species of birds. From Scott Wiedenthal's book, Living on the Wind, he writes, "Birds migrate because the earth is tilted. The planet's axis is tipped off the vertical by an average of 23.5 degrees. And as it swings through its orbit each year, first the northern hemisphere and then the southern are pointed toward the sun, producing the seasons. The seasons, in turn, produce alternating times of plenty and times of hardship, which spur the great hegiras of birds to and from the high latitudes."
Unquote.
The broadwing hawks tend to migrate through in a compressed period of time in a dazzling numbers on the best flight days. I recommend a place for you to go to watch this spectacle, and that is Duluth, Minnesota. This is a great fall trip. There's an organized hawk watch at a long ridge overlook just east of the city that's a joy to visit. This has to be the added bonus of being right in one of the most beautiful cities, Duluth, which is perched on the northwesternmost shore of Lake Superior. There's great food and restaurants and the natural beauty of fall, especially looking down from the hawk watch site on the treetops below and the huge Lake Superior out from there. I guarantee you will love it if you go. The opportunity to see the movement of the hawks on their long journey south is what makes it truly an exceptional place for me. But what brings these hawks to this spot in a predictable way? I will let the people from Duluth Audubon's Hawk Ridge Bird Observatory tell the story further. This is from the hawkridge.org website. "One of nature's remarkable spectacles can be witnessed each fall at Hawk Ridge Nature Reserve. Migrating raptors, originating from summer breeding areas as far north as the Arctic and with wintering destinations as far south as points in South America, concentrate in impressive numbers at the western tip of Lake Superior. Most raptors are reluctant to cross large bodies of water. When they migrate south and encounter Lake Superior, the birds naturally veer southwest along the lakeshore. They concentrate in impressive numbers on the bluffs overlooking East Duluth and can be easily seen from the overlook at Hawk Ridge. Of the 20 species of raptors and vultures that have been seen at Hawk Ridge Nature Reserve, the peregrine falcon and gerfalcon are among the rarest. Whether species are common or rare, they're all thrilling to watch as they traverse the ridge, often at or below eye level. On days with northwest winds, hundreds to thousands of birds can be seen migrating past the ridge. Most winds with a westerly component will produce large numbers of migrating hawks. Southerly or easterly breezes do not generally produce as large flights of raptors, but often the birds are lower and easier to see. Beginning in mid-August, with American kestrels, sharp-shinned hawks, and broadwing hawks, migration continues into December, with the last of the red-tailed and rough-leg hawks, northern goshawks, and eagles. Peak migration at Hawk Ridge occurs from mid-September to late October. In some history of Hawk Ridge, before 1950, the only people who witnessed the raptor migration were local gunners who used the birds for target practice. The killing stopped through the efforts of the Duluth Bird Club, now the Duluth Audubon Society. The club publicized the illegal shooting and had the prohibition against shooting within the city limits enforced. The first hawk watch was organized in 1951. As the magnitude of the migration became apparent, observation increased from a few days in mid-September to daily counts from August through November. In 1972, the Duluth Audubon Society, with a loan from the Minnesota chapter of the Nature Conservancy, donated funds to the city of Duluth to purchase the highest part of the ridge. The city acquired approximately 250 adjacent acres in 1973 to serve as a buffer for the nature reserve. Under a trust agreement with the city, the Hawk Ridge Bird Observatory manages the 365 acres as a nature reserve, open to the public for study and enjoyment. The first systematic count from the main overlook began in 1972, also the year the Banding Research Station opened. A naturalist program began in 1974. Friends of Hawk Ridge was established in 1979 to support the programs and research conducted on the ridge. In 2004, Hawk Ridge Bird Observatory was incorporated as a 501c3 nonprofit organization and as the management entity for Hawk Ridge Nature Reserve. Hawk Ridge is now known as one of the major sites for observation of raptor migration. Visitors come from all over the world in the fall. Indeed, our guest register has entries from thousands of visitors who have come from all 50 states and from over 40 foreign countries. Unquote. And that's from the hawkridge.org website. Their 50th anniversary celebration weekend is this September 22nd to September 25th. Dedicated observers and counters, as was mentioned, have for many years now, since 1972, counted and kept records of this great passage. And spring counts of birds flying north were started some years ago also. It's an amazing sight just to watch the official counters and the way they scan the skies and pass count numbers to the people recording. They're highly skilled, and it's not an easy job. If you are there, the numbers are posted regularly throughout the day so you can see how many are passing by. You can also find the yearly details of the counts at over 300 sites in North America on a website called hawkcount.org. There you can find the sites by name or location. I consult this site daily during the broadwing migration, along with the weather forecast, to determine the numbers from the day before at Duluth and predict when we might have a good day following here in southwest Wisconsin. Big numbers tend to occur following the passage of a cold front. After the pinch point of rounding the bend and heading south from Duluth, the hawks spread out again, and you might see groups of them anywhere overhead, including right over your home. So if you can't travel north, be sure to take some time to look for them wherever you are. They might be flying low, just leaving the trees where they spent the night resting in the morning when the winds pick up. Or they might be flying higher up, but easily seen with the naked eye. Or they might be passing too high to see without binoculars, some higher than 4,000 feet. I like to take a break during the noon hour or in the afternoon and lie on my back with binoculars pointed straight up to see what might be beyond my normal vision. And if I'm successful at spotting one of these beautiful birds, or many, it's always a haunting experience to suddenly see way up there, invisible to my eye without the binoculars, hawks moving silently through the sky, inexorably south. My heart always flies up to them and wishes them safe passage to their far-off destinations. If this interests you to travel north, be sure to visit hawkridge.org. There you'll find information about the migration and birds, but also a plan your visit guide section with directions, lodging information, visitor's guide, trail map, and lots more. Good luck. I hope you will enjoy seeing hawks on migration in the coming weeks. This is Maggie Jones and Natural Wonders. Thanks for listening.